USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House impeachment inquiry of President Trump is gaining momentum as the committees are looking over the whistleblower complaint that says the president improperly pressured Ukraine's leader to look for dirt on political rival Joe Biden. Staffers from several key committees have been invited to an urgent Ukraine briefing by the State Department's Inspector General on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing House Democrats of trying to intimidate State Department officials. House Judiciary Member Steve Cohen disputes Pompeo's claim and says he wants to hear from Kurt Volker, who quit his job as the special envoy to Ukraine after the release of the whistleblower report.
I think he's an important witness because he's honest, and he will give us information that I think will invoke the fact that the Constitution has been subverted.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Former New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has pled guilty to federal insider trading laws stemming from his business dealings with a biotechnology company headquartered in Australia. During a congressional picnic in 2017, Collins received an email from the company's CEO saying an experimental drug had failed in clinical trials. He then is said to have told his son, who began selling his shares the next day. Jeffrey Berman is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Collins admitted to, among other things, illegally tipping his son while standing on the White House lawn.
Cameron Collins is expected to plead guilty on Thursday. Stocks closed their worst loss in 5 weeks after a weak manufacturing report came out. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 344 points. The S&P 500 slipped down 36, and the NASDAQ was off 90 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The acting director of Customs and Border Protection is speaking out regarding Chicago's sanctuary city policy. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The Trump administration is making a new push to pressure sanctuary cities such as Chicago into cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Mark Morgan is the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection.
I've been doing law enforcement for a few decades, and I can tell you, I'm a lot more than concerned about this politically driven policy. What the citizens of Chicago need to understand is this policy is going to create more victims in their city. ICE has and always will. Their priorities are go after criminal aliens, not just aliens that are here illegal, but criminal aliens that are here illegally and have committed additional crimes against the city of Chicago in this incident. It's outrageous, it's reckless, and lives will be in danger because of this.
USA's Chris Barnes tells us about a new ID law.
Starting a year from today, TSA officers will only accept driver's licenses from travelers that meet federal real ID standards, but only 27% of driver's license holders in America currently meet the requirements. Here's TSA Deputy Administrator Patricia Cogswell.
Real ID is specifically designed to inhibit the ability of a criminal or terrorist to evade detection using fraudulent identification.
Congress passed the Real ID Act shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, but it doesn't take effect until October 1st of 2020.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.